It's Big John and Ray, a Utah principal, finds himself in a little hot water. And I guess this always reminds me of when I was a kid. And what kind of trouble did you get into at school? And then what were the consequences? What did the principals do? Salt Lake City School District has placed elementary principal Lori Lacey on leave. Police have launched an investigation following an incident that ended up, you know, when the police come to school, I mean, there's always like a police liaison person at school, but when the SVU unit has to show up at school, it's not very good. Lori Lacey, you said what?
A source close to the incident says Edison Elementary principal Lori Lacey punished a young boy who kept pulling his pants down by telling him to take off his pants in her office.
Listen, I want to tell you right now, Junior, you pull your pants down again, and we're taking them from you.
So the boy continued to pull down his pants, and so his punishment was to force him to pull down his pants again.
And here's the deal.
In her private office.
Kind of like smoking, right?
Yeah.
I catch you with those cigarettes, you better smoke a pack.
Right. All right.
You know, and again, we don't know what the mitigating forces are. Obviously, Junior has a little bit of a problem keeping his pants on, you know? We have to be receptive, and we have to have extra special care for people that have certain needs. He's new at the school. We're learning about him, and this here is a problem that Miss Lacey didn't expect.
The child, who sources say is a refugee, had no underwear on and was forced to sit on a chair in the corner of the room, and that other teachers saw him and witnessed what happened.
See, now that's going to get mom and dad to come to school right there. I don't think she probably expected that, but I'm sure. I mean, well, here, the kid's pulling his pants down. You know, somebody had to say, hey, principal, do not tell him to take these off in your office because he's got no Kmart underwear on.
Oh, gosh.
Can you imagine?
This is just strange all around, Ray.
It's hard to believe that in this day and age that this kind of stuff goes on. And John, I know that we've talked about this before, but remember the high schools in and around Chicago?
Oh, yeah. I went to Proviso East in Maywood, and we swam naked.
Ugh.
We swam naked in the pool. And a lot of other, you talk to a lot of other males who grew up in, Chicago
right.
area, 50s, 60s, 70s, they swam naked in their mm-hmm. pools as well.
Well, I went to West Chicago Community High School, graduated there, you had the choice if you wanted to swim naked or not, which was a lot of fun because it was co-ed.
What's the point?
Very open school.
Jen, that's a really good question. I don't know if it was to save money on not having to get or wash swimsuits.
I think you just answered your question right there.
Yeah.
Save money on laundering and whatnot. But
you had to spend extra money on chlorine, though. That's the problem.
Back to Utah. Find out what is going on and what is going to happen when the popo show up.
The school district sent a statement that reads, quote, "The district was made aware of the allegations involving the principal at Edison Elementary several days ago and immediately started a comprehensive investigation, including placing the principal on leave. We are also fully cooperating with police in their investigation."
You know whose fault this is?
The parents?
It's the DNC's fault right here. You know what? It is the DNC's fault that this principal has been placed on administrative leave.
Damn liberal hippies.
You know, you think about it. You know, you just want to, mom and dad have to work two jobs. Let's face it. You want to make it in this world if you're a mom and a dad and your family's intact. Both of you have to go to work just to try to make it through, just to try to survive. The two things you're counting on is, one, you need some child care. Hopefully, they don't throw your kid around when you drop Junior off there I was going to use the name of a place, but I don't want to get in trouble Bill O'Reilly. But it's your provider. And then when you send your kid to school, there's a certain expectation.
Like they wear underwear?
That's the parents' fault. But you want to make sure that, you know, Principal Lacey, which, by the way, can you Google up Principal Lacey? I want to see what she looks like. Principal Lacey.
I can guarantee Principal Lacey had no clue that kid had no underwear.
Principal
on.
Lacey is probably 24 years old working her first gig. But there you go. That's your error in bad judgment this morning with John and Ray. Unbelievable. You just want your kids to go to school and come back intact. Hopefully they didn't wet themselves. Hopefully they learned a little something. The kids didn't pick on them. And that the world is safe for democracy. It's John and Ray, 628. Thanks for listening this morning.